Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Cowboy football. The Cowboys right in the middle of getting prepared for the Nebraska Cornhuskers on Saturday. We've got linebacker DJ May joining us here on the program. DJ, great to have you on the program. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing well. 1-0. You got to be doing pretty good, right? 1-0?
Yes, sir.
What was that like? I know it's been several days since the Northern Illinois game, but wanted to just get a couple quick thoughts from you on it. What was that like seeing all the fans that did stay till 2:30 in the morning and just the emotion that was let out after that triple overtime win?
Oh, it was great. You know, it was definitely a game to remember. You know, it's not too many times that you had an opportunity to play a game until 2:30 in the morning, you know, and still got the stands going, triple overtime. You know, it was definitely a good atmosphere to start the season off.
You always hear that nothing good happens at 2:30 in the morning over in Laramie, but I guess that didn't take into account the a football game, right?
Yeah, they forgot about that one. They weren't expecting that.
How bummed out were you after seeing the laundry on the field on your 100-yard kickoff return?
It hurt a little bit, you know, but after watching the film, you know, these guys, all of our special teams, you know, the effort and everyone finishing has definitely been a positive thing to see. So, I mean, you know, one of my teammates trying to make a block for me, trying to finish a play for me, and I can't get mad at that. So, you know, we'll definitely have more opportunities in these weeks to come, so I'm not too worried about that.
Well, it's not often you get the kickoff return and then a punt return, you know, that was called back. So obviously some things are there.
Mm-hmm.
Between you and Austin, though, man, that's explosiveness. Does he got you with the speed, or can you hold up against him?
I don't know. We're gonna have to race one of these days. See who got it.
What were your thoughts on the way the defense played? I know it was 34 points, but, you know, a touchdown there in overtime. How much better do you guys feel like you were defensively Saturday night or Sunday morning?
I think we feel a lot better. You know, we just feel more, things just feel more smooth. You know, we had a whole year and a whole offseason to get together and, you know, learn how to play together, get more comfortable with each other, familiarize ourselves with the whole playbook. And I think they're able to play a little bit faster now. Everyone knows what they're doing out there. Everyone can think a little bit faster. So it's just a whole, you know, overall just a better vibe on defense.
You know, case in point, I guess, would be, you know, you with a full year under your belt with the defense, had 9 tackles. Logan Wilson, a Wyoming kid, in there with 9 tackles. I think those are pretty good, reads onto how well you guys are understanding that defense being up there, right?
Yeah, definitely. And that's what everyone else is kind of feeling like. You know, last year we're still a young team, you know, but last year, It was all first year guys pretty much on that defense, and you know we had to find ourselves and we struggled. You know, I mean, but anyone who watched the whole season, watched every game, you'd see some potential last year. And I think now we're just building on that. You know, we've been building in each section, you know, from last season to the winter workouts, we kept building, then to, you know, the spring ball, then summer workouts, and then fall camp. You know, we've just been building. Getting better and better, and now it's starting to show.
What does the DJ stand for?
Dominique Jackson.
Dominique Jackson. Have you ever been asked that in an interview?
Not really in the interview, no, but people have asked that.
Right.
Yeah.
I was just curious. You know, Reese Monaco, the sideline reporter for the Cowboys, wanted me to ask you what the DJ is. Dominique Jackson. All right. Very cool.
Yep.
All right. DJ May joining us here in the Sports Zone. You were on the team the last time you guys went to Nebraska, right?
I was, but I redshirted. I tore my pec that year, that summer, so I sat out. But you know, I heard a lot about the atmosphere in Nebraska, and I'm definitely excited. You know, you don't being in the Mountain West, you don't always get to experience atmospheres like that. So when we do, you know, it's definitely something to remember.
See, that's what I was going to ask you. I wasn't sure. I knew you were on the team. I just wasn't sure if you had redshirted or not. So, yeah, I do remember that. So you did not make the trip to Lincoln?
Yeah, no, I didn't make the trip.
So, I mean, I asked Jake Malhar because he was there that if he could help the younger guys that's making their first trip. You've been to big places before, you know, Michigan State, Oregon, some of those spots. So do you feel like you can help out some of these younger guys that haven't played in front of those big crowds over, you know, 90,000?
Yeah, I mean, for the young guys, you know, I just tell them, you know, it's you know, these are the games that you look forward to, you know, the big-time crowds. It's, you know, you enjoy the atmosphere, and for some people it helps. For some people, it gets a little bit too much at times. But you know, for me, it's just, you know, okay, you gotta just enjoy the moment for what it is. Focus on what your job is, and just do your job as fast as you can, and you know, to the best of your ability, and just enjoy every minute, because you know those quarters are gonna go by fast, and the next thing you know, you're gonna be on the airplane coming back to Wyoming. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got to make the most of it. Don't let it be bigger than it is. Don't let it, you know, affect you like that. But just, you know, enjoy it, and then just do your job, you know, that you've been practicing.
Was the biggest crowd you've ever seen, was that in Texas?
Yeah, it had to be Texas. Yeah. That was a big stadium.
What was that like?
It was cool. I didn't play a lot. Just special teams my freshman year.
Right.
During that game. But it was definitely something to remember. It was a lot of people. I was on kickoff, so the first play of the game, you know, and that being my first game too of my college career, so that was something to remember. It was fun.
So this Nebraska team put up some big numbers against Fresno, a team you guys are familiar with on Saturday, and got a good quarterback, Tommy Armstrong. It looks like they're running the ball a little bit as well. When did you guys start really looking at Nebraska? Was it back maybe in fall camp? And what have you seen from the Huskers so far on film that kind of jumps out at you?
A little bit of fall camp, and a little bit this weekend, and obviously starting up this week, we've been watching some film. But they definitely got playmakers. They got a good team. You know, Nebraska's kind of known for having pretty good teams, but they got a solid group of guys. They're going to come at us with some different stuff too that we haven't seen, but I think they're going to try to, you know, run the ball on us a lot. But you know, I think it's something that a little bit similar to NIU. So you know, I feel like come Saturday, you know, we'll be well prepared.
I mean, you know, you know, Coach Bowl, he went to Nebraska, coached there at Nebraska, but he was asked about returning to Lincoln and things didn't, you know, end well for him there, but he kind of downplayed all that and said this is about the players. But is deep down inside, you guys would like to get this one for him though, right?
I think we just want to win as a program,
right?
So, I mean, we're trying to show people that, you know, we're here to play. You know, why don't we can play balls, and that's what we're trying to show everybody. You know, Every game is not. No game is going to be easy for us. Every game is going to be a fight for us, and we're prepared for that. You know, we know how to work. All these guys know how to work, and I know that we all got each other's back, and we're all confident, and we're all, you know, just ready to keep improving week by week.
Last one for you, DJ, and I'll let you go. Where were you at? What were you doing? Were you watching Josh Allen scramble around on that touchdown?
Yeah, I was on the sideline watching, obviously. And then when he scored, you know, it was a good moment. It was fun to see. It was fun to be there.
I didn't know if you were still preparing for the next wave in case he didn't get in or what. So everybody on the defense's eyes was on that play, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we were prepared to have to go back in, but we were standing on the sideline definitely watching it. And it was a fun experience.
Good stuff. DJ, also awesome to talk to you. Safe travels to Lincoln. Best of luck against the Huskers. Thanks, man.
Thank you.